I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Millions of kids in India are on the streets. Many are begging, orphaned, or lost. It sounds a lot like Slumdog Millionaire, doesn't it? Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says it's not a movie, it's real life. GFA is doing what they can to rescue kids through their Bridge of Hope program.
We have 53,000 children in India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and giving them hope. And every one of these kids hear about Jesus and they come to know the Lord. And these are the children of the Dalits, the untouchables. And my dream is, you know, God help us to help at least 500,000 children.
Meanwhile, the gospel is spreading in northwest India, says Moe Padidi of Bibles for the World.
45 new believers were baptized in Delhi and 16 new believers in Punjab. These are all new converts from other religions. These are all also adults who made their choice of their free will to receive Christ as Savior and Lord.
25 cents buys a Gospel of John for a family in India. You can help. Our web article has more information on how you can get connected. And Bright Hope International experienced their best year yet for their Run for Hungry Children. Over 1,300 people ran or walked in the 5K run, 3K walk to raise awareness and money for the cause. At the end of the day, the group raised nearly $105,000. The money will go toward changing the future of orphans and take the love of Christ to thousands. Bright Hope is already looking forward to next year's race, slated for May 15th. Visit our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle with E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of what God's doing in the Middle East. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.